Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking beef export prospects after this.
It's time again for the Chris Black's Cream of the Crop production sale, Saturday, June 2nd at the ranch, Cheyenne, Oklahoma. Now the sale begins at noon featuring 500 head of fall calving heifers and young cows, plus a stout set of service age bulls. You can view the cattle anytime before the sale. Chris Black, of course, is one of the premier herds in the country for top quality replacement females for commercial or club calf production. For more information, go to blackherfordranch.com. Chris Black's Cream of the Crop production sale, June 2nd at the ranch, Cheyenne, Oklahoma.
Mowing is fun with the new Hustler X1. And have you heard? Now you can buy a new Hustler X1 with no interest for 48 months. That's right, no interest for 48 months on many models. Now's the time to test drive America's number one zero-turning radius mower, Hustler, with models starting as low as $29.99. See your local Hustler dealer today. Test drive and register to win a Hustler Sport. Hustler, they're fun to run. This last week, the group that promotes U.S. beef overseas, using beef checkoff dollars, by the way, as well as USDA monies, the U.S. Meat Export Federation, had their annual meeting down in New Orleans, Louisiana. Some of their regional directors join us for a few moments today on the Beef Buzz, talking about where we are right now in selling beef into their parts of the world. We start with Joel Haggard, Senior Vice President for the Asia-Pacific region.
Everyone is anticipating new market access in Japan. I think that the Japan also experienced an increase in import demand the second half of last year. Again, that stabilized. There's still concern over the safety of domestic products. On the beef side in Korea, interesting story, although the BSE episode created relatively little consumption impact in most of the Asian countries. I would say in Korea, it's been quite significant. U.S. beef sales in Korea have been quite weak.
With an upbeat forecast, John Brook is the USMEF representative for Europe, Russia, and the Middle East.
Beef in Russia is also performing well in the first quarter. Under the WTO agreement, the country-specific quotas remain. But the U.S. government was successful in negotiating a significant increase in the beef quota for the United States to 60,000 tons this year. To move on to Europe, we've got better market access in Europe now. The duty-free beef quota will be expanded on the 1st of August from its current 20,000 tons to 48,200 tons. I feel very confident that U.S. beef has now made a very deep impression in Europe.
John Brook does remind us that beef going into Europe is hormone-free beef that we have to sell them. Finally, Chad Russell joins us as we talk about the latest from Mexico and Central America.
Beef is down this year 13% through March. We had a small uptick last year, but from the peak of 396,000 metric tons in 2008, which was the record level, we're down now to 257,000. I think it's a decline of 35%. And again, we're down this year so far as well. So I guess the one bright spot in terms of looking a little bit further out in the future, because of this severe drought, Mexicans have increased their slaughter of beef cattle last year by about 5%. They increased their exports of feeder cattle to the United States by 50%. They exported almost 1.9 million head of feeder cattle to the United States last year. There's going to be less Mexican beef in the marketplace today and into the future. Central America is a small market, but it's a dynamic market. And for example, on high-quality beef cuts and offals, the Panamanian duty goes to zero upon implementation of the free trade agreement with Panama.
Chad Russell with U.S. Meat Export Federation. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's harvest time, and the Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you to watch out for combines and tractors moving from field to field and grain trucks on the road from the farm into town and the local elevator. These bushels of high-quality, hard red winter wheat create real wealth for the economy of rural Oklahoma, and the Oklahoma Wheat Commission's support of the OSU Wheat Improvement Team has helped producers grow and harvest their wheat. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.